The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wildridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Helen Simon. A little boy with spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA type 2, is making big gains with Evrysdi, or risdiplam, in an ongoing clinical trial, his family said. Alexander Alec Hamrick, who turned 3 in July, started taking his daily oral dose of strawberry-flavored Evrysdi on November 19, 2019, as part of the Jewelfish study. Treatment was given about 1 year after he was given a single, medium-strength dose of Zolgensma in a separate study, the open-label STRONG trial. The gene therapy is administered in STRONG by intrathecal injection, a still investigative route that delivers it directly to the central nervous system via the spinal canal. "It was totally night and day compared with Zolgensma," said Alec's father, Todd Hamrick, 48, speaking from his home in Pace, Florida, a suburb of Pensacola. Within the third dose, he was just a different child. Hamrick is as grateful for that first gene therapy as he is for his son's second liquid treatment. Alec wasn't diagnosed with SMA until August 2018, when he was about a year old, even though his parents were aware of problems months earlier and repeatedly questioned his pediatrician. Zolgensma, developed and marketed by Novartis and AveXis, was approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration in May 2019 as a one-time intravenous infusion treatment for children up to the age of 2 with any type of SMA. As a gene therapy, Zolgensma's benefits can be slower to realize. It takes time for the virus that delivers the therapy, a healthy copy of the SMN1 gene, the main source of the SMN protein essential for muscle health, to arrive and integrate with motor neurons, specialized nerve cells that control muscle contraction. But Evrysdi also appears to have the added benefit of no worrisome side effects, his parents said, like the rise in liver enzymes and potential immune reactions that can follow Zolgensma's use and require steroid treatment. "Any reaction the drug is creating systemically has been positive," Hamrick said of Evrysdi. SMN1 mutations that limit the SMN protein lead to a continuous loss of motor neurons, nerve cells that don't regenerate, as the disease progresses, and widespread atrophy of skeletal and respiratory muscles in patients. Evrysdi by Roche and Genentech, part of the Roche group, works by modifying the genetic blueprint produced by a secondary gene, SMN2, in ways that allow it to produce more and more stable and full-length SMN protein than this gene naturally would do. Spinraza, or nusinersen by Biogen, the first targeted SMA therapy approved by the FDA for all patient ages and disease types, likewise works by acting on SMN2. It is delivered by IT injection, directing the treatment to the central nervous system, while Evrysdi, a liquid that can be swallowed alone or with food, is a systemic or body-wide treatment. Since starting on Evrysdi, then known as risdiplam, in the trial at Nemours Children's Hospital in Orlando, Alec has become much stronger and more independent, his father said. "He can sit unassisted in his wheelchair without falling over, and pull himself up in his exercise pool, swim even underwater, and stay afloat. His energy level is much higher, and his needs for naps dropped from 3 hours a day to 1, or to no nap at all. His voice is louder. We try to give him as much physical activity as we can because he wants it now," Hamrick said. "Before, it was more of a chore. Now it's just routine." How much of these changes are due to this newly approved daily treatment, and how much to the gene therapy, is a guess, Hamrick said. Welcome changes were becoming evident prior to Evrysdi, like raising an arm, an ability Alec had acquired and then lost over his first year of life. "But I think risdiplam is doing something more quickly than Zolgensma," his father said. "I am highly impressed. Alec's development and growth is like it should be, minus the SMA. Today, Hamrick is totally optimistic about his son's future. He marvels at how much progress has been made in recent years, from Spinraza to Zolgensma to Evrysdi, in treating this leading genetic killer of children, and counts his family as very fortunate. Had his 9-year-old daughter, Natasha, been affected by SMA, her prospects would not be good, he said. I'm very, very lucky. A delayed diagnosis. Hamrick and his wife, Iwona, are parents of 2 other children, Natasha and Kaylin, 20, and realized something was not right with Alec when he was about 6 months old. He was not meeting the milestones. He was getting weaker, his father said. They voiced their concerns to their pediatrician, who diagnosed Alex first with hypotonia, or lazy baby syndrome, and later with cerebral palsy. Even we knew it wasn't cerebral palsy, Hamrick said. Alec began occupational and physical therapy around that time, but his decline continued. He could no longer hold up his head or raise either arm, and he never turned over in his crib. Necessities like chewing, swallowing, and holding down food were becoming increasingly difficult. Frightened, his parents demanded a referral to a neurologist, and Iwona, a registered nurse, had blood drawn for testing at her hospital. In early August 2018, their 12-month-old son was diagnosed with spinal muscular atrophy type 1, later changed to type 2. There was some damage that occurred because of that misdiagnosis, Hamrick said, adding the delay caused the boy to lose a lot of neurons. Doctors told Iwona and Todd to take their son home and love him. There's nothing they could do, Hamrick said. They were so misinformed. Searching online, the couple learned about Spinraza, approved almost 2 years earlier, and arranged to begin treatment. However, an appointment for a first injection was postponed when a racehorse belonging to the treating doctor took ill. That same day, the family was notified by another neurologist they had contacted, Richard Finkel, who was then at Nemours, that Alex might qualify for Strong and Zolgensma. Nemours in Orlando is about an 8-hour car trip from the Hamricks' home. His parents readily agreed. Spinraza wouldn't have been bad either, Hamrick said in a telephone interview, adding that his family is close friends with the family of Asher Camp, who was among the first type 1 babies treated with this biogen therapy in its initial clinical trial. Asher, now 7, and still using Spinraza, is thriving. But you've a decision you have to make, and you make it, Hamrick said. We flew to Orlando and never looked back. Alec, then 15 months old, was enrolled in Strong and given a single spinal injection of Zolgensma at a middle dose on October 11, 2018. For the next year, he and his family traveled to Nemours monthly for 3 days of intensive testing under Finkel's supervision. Zolgensma was working, but the changes came slowly, Hamrick said. There was really nothing explosively noticeable. About 1 month post-therapy, Alec's bowel movements turned more normal, and his gastroesophageal reflux problem eased. His breathing improved, his father said. At about 5 months, he began to show small progress in his occupational, physical, and aqua therapies. When the toddler's part in Strong ended, Finkel invited the 7 families in his dosing group to move to another study. The Hamricks, with other families, chose Jewelfish. This trial was unique among risdiplam studies in accepting previously treated patients. While delighted with his son's progress to date, Hamrick acknowledges that he cannot say for sure whether the steady gains now being seen are due to treatment with Evrysdi or with Zolgensma or some combination of the two. Be your child's voice. For Jewelfish, the family travels to Nemours every 75 days for vision exams, physical assessments, blood work, and other tests. The hospital ships Evrysdi, refrigerated, to their home about every 7 weeks, free of charge. While Alec's disease was initially difficult for the family, we'd never even heard of SMA, shamefully. It has made them closer. Hamrick, a U.S. Army veteran who retired at 32 for medical reasons, devotes much of his time to caring for his son while Iwona works. Alec's 2 sisters help with care when their dad has other chores to take on. Alec compensates intellectually for any physical limits, Hamrick said, and is ahead of his 2 siblings at similar ages. Nothing gets past him, he said, noting that Alex was the first to learn his mother's native Polish and has an excellent memory and a lively imagination. The family recently moved to a 15-acre horse farm in Pace from nearby Gulf Breeze because the farm's better suited to the boy's wheelchair and therapy needs. Given his family's journey through misdiagnoses and delays, Hamrick advises other parents to never blindly accept what healthcare professionals tell them. It pays to do your own research, he said. You have to be your child's voice. As for Evrysdi, he recommends that anyone touched by SMA be on the lookout for it. They just knew what they were doing, Hamrick said. It's been great. There's really been no problems.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.